Did you ever watch that Stuart?
Stuart Little?
No. Like, it was like Stuart goes to the doctor. Stuart goes to a Chinese restaurant. Stuart. Wait.
Is that like that little angry kid?
No, he was like a grown man, but he dressed like a child. And he acted like a child. It was an SNL skit.
Oh, no.
You never watched it?
Yeah, I've never seen it
before. Hilarious.
What's that? Is it? What was that book called? It was like the angry kid, and the picture was him knocking over like a fishbowl. You know what I'm talking about?
Idea. I know exactly what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about? I cannot.
Is it like Angry Dave? I cannot remember the name.
I can picture his face right now. He had like very little hair.
Yeah. Yeah. He kind of looked like Stewie Griffin.
What is it?
He had like a big, big head.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to know look this it up. Immediately.
I
don't know what
I have no idea what you're talking about.
David or no David or like David no. It's something David.
I don't remember anything from school except for when I was playing.
It literally is called No David.
Yeah, see, it was like, yes. David no or no David. Yeah, yes. Here, show Hayden the picture so he. I guarantee you he'll notice,
yes,
it.
Yes,
like he'll recognize it just by the picture.
I'm trying to find a like picture where it's big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It was just like a bunch of stuff that he wasn't supposed to do. And the only thing his parents ever said to him was, No, David.
Yeah, his parents were terrible. They were terrible parents. There was no discipline. It was just, yes, no.
Yeah, just no, David.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Hayden and Matt for You. I'm Matt.
And I'm Hayden.
And then over here we have
Hannah.
All right, what a good intro that was.
Hayden.
Welcome to the podcast. It's going to be all over the place for a while, but we're not going to give up as long as you guys give us some good reviews and keep us at the top of the charts. Keep us at number one for as long as you can, because I know we're going to be there.
One day.
Well, tomorrow. Maybe.
I want to wake up tomorrow and be like, oh my gosh. We're number one. Is that even possible with one podcast?
I don't even know how to post a podcast.
No. No, this is good. We're going to figure this out after
we're talking to the mics.
After we start recording this.
First step of a podcast.
How to post podcast.
How to post podcast.
I mean, I know how to post a YouTube video, but like,
well, yeah.
Like on podcasts like Spotify, I have no idea.
Yeah, we spent like $500 and don't even know how to post this.
I know. A lot of mics.
No, I didn't really think this.
We have all the equipment. Yeah. Nothing to, no knowledge behind it.
We hope the audio is good. I hope the audio is good because we got the same mics that Zane and Heath use.
Yeah, and they have the world's best podcast.
Yeah. And
I just think we'll be doing good if we can strive to be number two behind them.
I'd be cool to be top 50, man.
You ain't first, you're last.
All right.
Ricky Bobby.
I don't know.
There's third place?
Are you scared that your teacher was going to get you plagiarism for that?
Yeah. I didn't want to get you copyrighted.
So Hayden and I, we've been trying to come up with podcast ideas, and we've decided we're just not going to tell each other any news until we make a podcast so that everything can be fresh and new to the other person.
And we live together.
So it's really hard because I don't have anybody else in my life to tell good news to or bad news, so I have to just, I guess, wait once a week to be able to.
Yeah, it's not that hard for me because Matt's the last person that I come to. But
whatever.
Just kidding.
You had something you wanted to say.
Yeah, I mean, when I was not really. It's not that exciting. Oh. But I don't like that you set me up like that. I had some big news.
He has something important to say. What is it?
I was just going to tell you that. Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I don't even want to say it now.
I hope not, because you were like, no, I'm going to wait for the podcast, so I really want you to tell me.
You keep making it sound like it's some big news. All right, I'm just going to blurt it out. That way we can stop hyping up even more. I was at the liquor store earlier getting some of that water that we're drinking for this podcast.
we only get our water from the liquor store.
Yeah, it's alkaline water.
Yeah.
So. But there was this dude that just came in there and started cussing out the store clerk.
About what?
Nothing. He just walked in there, and I was like honestly scared because I walked in with this dude and another guy, and he walked in with like his gun flashing.
No way.
Which, I mean, okay, cool. You're going to carry
the guy with the gun was cussing?
Yeah. But the guy that was with him was like, bro, hide that. And they walked in, and I was right behind him. And I was like, what the heck? And so we walk in there, and this dude immediately is just going off, yelling at the store clerk. He's like, I'm going to get something fancy tonight. Like, I'm feeling fancy.
Oh, so he wasn't, like, arguing. He was just like...
No. He started out loud before he was arguing. And then he started going off on the dude because he was being so vague, and I couldn't understand what he was saying. He just kept on saying, like, he wanted to be fancy and get that drink right there. And the guy picked something up behind the counter that was the wrong thing. And then he started going off on him and yelling at him. He's like, nah, I told you 15 times. That's not what I wanted. And I was like, oh, my gosh. The dude that walked in with him already left.
No way.
You could tell he was embarrassed or I don't know what was happening, but he was just like, he was out.
What the heck? That's wild.
That's terrifying.
That's actually a really cool story. I don't know why you felt like you...
Well, I mean, I was honestly hoping that like maybe the place would get robbed or like...
What?
Could you imagine me telling that story on here?
Oh, okay. Like, yeah. Like, I guess for like
me not saying a word until now.
I hope they got robbed, but everybody was okay.
Yeah.
And the money got returned, but... That would be a cool thing to talk about.
Like, if someone had to get shot, I wish it was me. But, like, I didn't tell you I got shot.
I was dodging bullets left and right, and then I sped home, and here I am telling you this story.
We should probably go to the hospital after this.
So, I had something very similar happen at work today. So, for those who don't know, I serve at a restaurant.
At the homeless shelter.
Yeah. I serve at a seafood restaurant, and... This guy came in. He sat down with his girlfriend, and they were there for, I don't know, 10 minutes before they got their food. And they sat there for 45 minutes, and they both got up and just started walking towards the door without talking to anybody. And the owner of the restaurant stopped them, and they were like, what are you doing? Because the restaurant I work at is not in the greatest part of town. So when people just get up from their table like that, it's kind of like a, what's going on? And they were like, we're not paying for this food. And she was like, you have to pay for that food. And they're like, no, we hardly touched it. And I walked over there and they didn't really touch it, but I mean, they had a little bit of it, but like, I've been to a few restaurants where the food was terrible, but I don't just walk up and walk out because it was bad. I at least tell the waiter or waitress, I'm like, hey, this was not good. Like,
cowards.
Can I get something else or can this be remade? I don't just get up and walk out because that's called dining and dashing. Yeah. And I mean, that's what it is. If you just get up, I mean, like. Yeah, you can, like, if your food is bad, like, most restaurants are just going to take it off for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't have to pay for it. But you don't just walk out. And this dude got his phone out, and I swear, he was pointing the camera in all of our faces.
No way.
And, like, calling us out, like, and then this big, and he looked at me, he goes, this big guy here, oh, he's a bodyguard. I was just minding my own business. I just had my arms crossed waiting for a table, because I hadn't had a table yet. And like,
little did he know you actually used to be a bouncer.
I know. And like, yeah, like you're right. Like I stood by the door and stuff because like they ended up calling the police because he was causing such a scene. He was yelling at other tables. Other tables were like, the food's great. And then he was like, nobody asked your opinion. Like literally just going off and like recording the entire thing, just making a big scene for no reason. And his girlfriend was just sitting there just kind of being quiet. And that just kind of makes me think like, I don't know. Even if I've never worked in a restaurant before, I just feel like there's just a certain way to act and a certain way to deal with things. And it's I guess that guy's never been to a restaurant before. He even said, like, I come here all the time. And the owner was like, you come here all the time and you never complain. And the first time you complain, you just decide to walk out on the bill. He was like, I'm not paying for this. So he literally, like there was like four like kitchen employees standing by the door because they had called the cops. And then eventually he looked at me and he goes, hey, man, if they can just remake it to go, like, we don't need all of this and we'll just get out. And I was like, well, I mean, you're pretty deep in a hole right now. I was like, but I'll talk to the owner and see if she's all right with that. But
what a swift change.
I mean, it was
events.
It was, and like his girlfriend was just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, why would you be with someone that's just going to cause a scene? And like, literally, I mean, they talk shit about the customers that were eating tables. He kept calling like this. He was like this a dude in his 40s was like with three other people at a table. And he kept calling the dude. He kept calling. He goes, just be quiet. Eat your food, boy. And the dude that was complaining, he might have been like 21, 22. He was young. And just entitled, just the sense of entitlement that he was just able to.
Like the other guy at the table was telling him to just shut up and eat his food?
No, he was like the other table was like, dude, like everyone was trying to calm him down because he was making like such a big scene, yelling and like getting up in people's faces, recording like that, just all up in their face.
He was like,
and one of the guy at the table was like, dude, he was like, just calm down. And he was like, nobody asked your opinion. Just shut up and eat your food, boy. He's like, I'm not a boy. He goes, whatever, boy. And I was like, what in the world? Like this
dude that was complaining was like 20 something.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What do you call a young male Karen? Matt?
No. I was about to say something. I don't know if I should say it. I was like, what's your, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. A male Karen? There was a name for it. I can't think of it anymore.
I can't either.
Is it Jeremy?
No.
You know the name?
I don't know, but it's not Jeremy.
Oh, you know the name.
What would you call a male Karen?
I don't know.
Who's the worst guy that you know?
Matt.
You guys are just bashing on me.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just sitting here minding my own business.
Kyle.
Kyle?
I don't know. I feel like every
I know a few good Kyles.
Oh, I don't know. All the Kyles I've ever met have been douches. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, okay. You can say whatever you want.
I mean, yeah, we're working out the kinks, but say whatever you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of kinks to work out. I think you can say it. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
That is what I was thinking was Richard.
Oh, Richard. No. Dan.
That's the guy, right? That's the guy I'm referring to? Yeah.
Yeah.
A Dan.
Being a total Dan.
Being
right
a
now.
Total Dan. I can't think of any good Dans. If your name is Dan and you're a good guy, I apologize. We got to meet, yeah. And then you can change my opinion. But for now, Dan's a male Karen.
Yeah, send us a message immediately if your name is Dan.
Yeah,
if your name is Daniel, then no.
Yeah, no, Daniels are cool.
Daniel, I know a lot of cool Daniels.
Stay in your place, Daniel.
Good Dan.
But yeah, so the server re-rang in their food to go, and the dude paid, and on the tip, he literally wrote, fuck you.
No way.
On the tip. And it's like, and even if the food was bad, even if you didn't like the food, it's not the server's fault. The server didn't make the food. The server didn't buy the food. Like I said, I've been to many restaurants where like the food is bad, but I never look at the waiter or waitress and be like, this is all your fault.
Wow.
I don't understand like how somebody could be so rude and then cause such a big scene. He must have just been bored that day and wanted to start something. I hope I see that video. And if this dude ever listens to this, you're a bad person. And you need to be better. Like people in the service industry and like the restaurant industry, they work their tails off. And you just need to be nicer, because especially the people in the front, like the people in the back and in the kitchen and stuff, like, yeah, they mess up stuff sometimes, and yeah, they might undercook your chicken or overcook your steak, but like that's never the people who rang it in's fault.
Yeah,
even if it's the cook's fault, like, still be kind.
Well, exactly. Like, I mean, especially yeah, with people that especially the people that make your food. I mean, I've never worked in a restaurant where people like will do bad things to your food if you're a bad person. But there are plenty of restaurants that will, like, spit in your food and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, so for me, like, whenever I go out, like, even if I go to a fast food restaurant, like, I try to be very nice because, like, these people are making my food. And I don't want to, like, open up my sandwich and just see, like, a loogie sitting in it because I was like, I said no onion. And then they remake it.
Yeah, no, I'm scared to say something about my food even as nice as I can whenever I go to a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
It's just, it's nerve-wracking.
It is.
I've worked at, my first job was at a Taco Bell. And people complained, like the workers complained constantly. But like, we did nothing. It was the easiest job I ever had in my entire life. I quit because I hated it so much. Like, it was, we didn't do anything at all, but yet everybody complained like it was the worst thing in the world. And complained about all these customers and stuff, and was like, dude, you're making decent money for a fast food employee, and you're not doing shit.
Taco Bell has pretty, like, competitive wages, though, don't they? Compared to, like, McDonald's or...
Honestly, I don't know. Whenever, I mean, it was a while ago when I worked at Taco Bell, so it was $7.25.
Okay, I was going to say, I honestly have no idea.
But I didn't complain about that.
I know when I go to Taco Bell and their window says, now hiring, and they're like, competitive wages. I don't know what that means, but I assume it's better than minimum wage.
Yeah.
I could be completely wrong. But
I mean, this is probably like it was probably like 6 years ago, exactly.
Yeah.
I was 16, so it was seven years ago. Almost eight. 7 or 8 years ago, whatever it was. But still, I mean, it's the easiest job in the world, and people will complain about everything. They just bitch and moan every second they had.
Well, I kind of want to go into, like, I see so many things on Facebook about people, like, servers posting and saying, like, this was my check for 76 hours, and it was $0. And yes, that means they made more than minimum wage with their tips, because if they don't, then it picks it up at minimum wage. And I look through the comments, and all of them are like, get a real job, get a real job. Like, don't complain, get a real job. I mean, that is a real job.
Oh, for sure.
Serving. I mean, serving anything, is definitely a real like job. Like, any place that hires you, I mean, it's a real job because there's a
service industry.
There's like a need. You're
serving people.
Yeah, exactly. There's a need. Like, if you go out to eat, I mean, there's a need for those particular workers.
Yeah.
So people are just like, get a real job. I mean, somebody has to fill that position, and they're trying to pay their bills too.
Ugh, whatever. I hate people like that. I mean, serving's a real job. I hated it. Just because of the people that I worked with complained constantly, and that's why I quit serving. I just get so tired of people complaining about everything, but whatever.
There's so much drama in, like, the service industry.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, in the restaurant industry. It's so all much. The time.
I hate it. That's why I couldn't do it anymore. I was so sick of it.
And I love when you get hired somewhere. I think a red flag when you, like, are interviewing somewhere, like, we're like a big family. I don't think so. I think when people say that, I think that's a red flag, because every place I've worked at where they're like, yeah, we're like one big family. It's been the worst, like, employee-to-employee relationship ever. Like,
serving is like a group of high school girls. Like, everybody's just complaining about the other.
There's a lot of drama.
Hannah knows. She worked at Topgolf.
For a couple days. That does not count.
But how was it?
What was your experience?
Yeah, how was it for those couple of days?
No, actually, everyone was really nice there. So, I can't really complain.
Except for that one guy that tried to get in your pants.
Okay.
What happened there?
Nothing happened.
What do you mean?
Let it all out. We're on the podcast.
I honestly don't even remember. Hayden obviously remembers.
I don't even remember. Yeah. No, that's sketchy.
Hayden obviously remembers way better than I do. I don't know. He was just overly friendly. He wasn't, like, rude.
Don't you have somebody at Paul Mitchell that's, like, obsessed with you?
We cannot talk about this on that podcast.
Are you sure?
Podcast. Yes.
I feel like we can.
What if she were to watch it?
No, let's not drop names or anything like that.
We don't have to drop names. Really,
it doesn't even matter. Well, she'll know. There's nine people. There's nine people in my class. She would be able to figure it out. We're not talking about that on the podcast.
All right. Yeah. That's a good point.
If she hears it, that's how you know we made it.
I mean,
yeah, but like, what if I ever post about it? I'm like, oh, y'all go watch the podcast, and they all go watch it.
Ooh, good point. Good
that
point,
is a good point.
See, all right,
she'll we'll be the first one to watch it.
Yeah. All right, then we'll cut that out. Yeah, she will. If Hannah posted it, I must watch it. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Hannah's in it. Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right.
Hannah's a fashion blogger. Everybody.
That's right.
Follower, it's Hannah Nicole Styles.
Style. Hannah singular.
Nicole.style.
No, it's actually
HannahStyle.Nicole.
Not any of those.
How about we just yeah. How about we just let Nicole. Hannah visit? Do you follow your own girlfriend?
It's literally Hannah Nicole dot Tyler.
Ah.
Yeah.
So Okay, so you don't have a separate Instagram. It's just your main Instagram.
No, it's just, yeah, it's just my main Instagram.
Well, she has one for hair now.
I did start one for hair, but I have not posted anything on it.
You still have to cut my hair.
Today, at Paul Mitchell, Hayden, when you were talking about that guy and that you were scared with a gun, or not scared, but, you know.
You were frightened?
You were frightened
about
the man with the gun. Today,
I wasn't frightened. Honestly, the whole time, I was hoping something would happen so I could have something to talk
listen
about on this podcast.
To at Paul Mitchell today, I was sitting in class, and all of a sudden, we hear, like, screaming outside of our classroom. And all of us, like, look around and look at each other, and we're all like, is there, like, an active shooter? Like, that's literally where everyone's mind went. So my teacher literally cracks the door just a little bit to, like, see, like, look out. Because obviously that's what everyone thinks about, especially, like, in a school. I don't know. So she, like, cracked the door and, like, looked out. And she, like, opened the door and she was like, everything is fine. Like, just some lady came in that taught them. And I was like, what is up with girls and screaming of it in excitement? They're like, ah! Oh, my God! Whitney!
Speaking of...
What?
So, we live in Nashville, and if you know anything about Nashville, there's a whole bunch of pedal taverns and, like, just these carts where you bicycle, I guess, to power it, and you drink alcohol. And we call them woo girls because every time they pass any group of people, they just all just woo! Like all of them.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly annoying. And Nashville is such a hot spot for like bachelorette parties that it's overwhelming. It hasn't been that bad since like COVID and stuff and nobody's
being shut down.
Yeah. And like pedal taverns don't run or anything. But it's super, super, super annoying. Just because, did you see that one? It was during the NFL draft when it was in Nashville, and the group of girls were upset because they planned their bachelorette party that week that the NFL draft was on, and they were just like, it's ruined because it was so busy. I can't remember how many people were there. I think it was like 100,000 people.
Oh, way more.
Was it?
Way more than that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So like literally like Broadway.
There's 100,000 people easy on every night in Nashville.
Yeah, you're right. So like Broadway was just flooded. Obviously, because that's where they host the NFL draft. It was flooded with people, so like I get like if you plan something, and like oh you can't go anywhere because everything's at capacity. But it's like do some research. the NFL draft. That's not gonna be that big of a deal.
Nashville is crazy, but no, I told you about that time when I was in my dad's condo and I was looking down. And there was a group of girls that were going to this hip coffee shop that was behind the building. And they went back there. And they were all like, just big group of girls went back there. I was hanging out on the balcony doing some work. And they all come back by. And I'm hanging over the balcony. I'm on the phone just looking down. Every single one of them came back with a coffee cup. But, you know, it's Nashville. Everything's really expensive. Not a single one of them had anything in their cup. They all got water or nothing.
They just started
taking pictures with their cup. Every single one of them was just posing with a cup and taking pictures of it, but none of them had anything in it. Not a single person bought coffee.
I mean, but like, I've done that. So.
When?
Well, technically, you bought a coffee and I used it.
Oh, yeah. But I drank it, so it got used.
Yeah.
But still, you posted the picture as if it was your own coffee.
Definitely did. Definitely did, yes.
Have you heard that like conspiracy theory that Starbucks, because you never see a Starbucks commercial on TV.
Yeah.
And there's a conspiracy theory about their like marketing scheme where they purposely misspell names wrong. So you take a picture of it and post it on social media and that's their advertising because you see the Starbucks logo and you see their name misspelled.
Speaking of conspiracy theories, I have a ton that I would love to talk about and I think we should dedicate an entire podcast to conspiracy theories.
If you guys want to have a whole podcast dedicated to conspiracy theories, please let us know and leave a good review so that we know we're doing a good job.
Well, don't make it sound like a commercial. People are going to be like,
that
nah,
does
nah.
sound like a commercial.
So we know we're doing a good job.
You changed your voice and everything.
So we know we're doing a good job.
That's crazy. Fred Stoller is live on TikTok.
Already?
He's
again?
Never not live on TikTok. Fred Stoller, if you guys don't know who he is, Google him and you'll recognize him.
Yeah, he's been in Seinfeld, Everybody Loves Raymond, Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Tons of stuff. He has tons of cameos in like everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you don't know him, definitely Google him. But he's live constantly on TikTok. And I was talking to him on one of his lives, and he basically said, because I was trying to get him to be on this podcast, basically said, send me $20 and we'll talk about it. So I did. And Matt doesn't know this, but he responded. And we've been talking back and forth about him being on the podcast.
I did not. I've actually been trying to get him to talk about it. And he's like, just wait till the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. Fred Stoller is, we're talking back and forth about him being on the podcast. So,
what'd he say? Is he still like interested?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah, we've been going back and forth.
No way.
I told him like I'm going to put him up to stay and flying him out and stuff like that. And
he's interested.
Yeah.
No way.
Yep.
Yeah, so like as soon as you like showed me his live on TikTok, I was like, oh, I know who that guy is.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's from, but like I know. And then I looked it up.
The second you hear his voice, you're like,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got a very, it's almost like Gilbert Gottfried. You know who that is?
No.
He was the parrot in Aladdin, the cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. See, you don't recognize the name, but
exactly,
you know the voice in
the
face.
So that's awesome. I really hope you have him on.
Me too. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Like we've honestly meshed back quite a few times, so.
Awesome.
Going back and forth. There's some good things to come for the Hayden and Matt for you.
Yeah, we're going to have.
And Hannah.
And Hannah.
We're changing our logo. It's going to be Hayden and Matt for you, and then outside of the circle, and Hannah.
Just really small.
Who knows? Maybe we'll have Fred Stoller on all the time, and it'll be and Hannah and Fred.
And Fred. That's pretty. I mean, I really hope we can have him on here. Like, imagine him being on here in like the third podcast.
Well, because when you showed me his life, I was like, dude, reach out to him and see if he wants to be in our podcast. And I mean, I expected nothing of it because, you know, he's.
I mean, it's a pretty small investment, you know, $20 to have the conversation.
And then we fly him out. And
I mean, I love Fred Stoller. I love his work, but he begged for $20 just so he could follow me back and was like trying to sell that. I was like, ah.
What's the worst that could happen? It's $20, right?
You know, that's what I thought. I was like, I was hesitant because I don't care who follows me. You know, I'm not going to pay someone to follow me. Yeah. I'm not going to buy followers, especially not one follower.
Speaking of, for those who didn't know, and I want to put you on the spot here, Hayden, I'm the J follows Hayden Marler.
She does. And I love I'm the J.
She still follows you?
Yeah. We're friends.
You sure?
Yeah. Friends on TikTok.
That's cool.
And she followed me like
forever ago.
Yeah, before I had a bunch of followers.
Yeah, I think you only had like 20, 30,000.
Yeah.
When she followed you, which was nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know what's even cooler?
What?
Riley Hubatka follows Matt.
That's not that cool.
Oh, shut up. You're obsessed with her.
No, I am.
You
she's
love
a,
her.
She's a gorgeous woman. She's a gorgeous woman.
Matt, my favorite TikToker follows me. And Matt's favorite TikToker follows him.
It's true.
That's the craziest thing.
My favorite TikToker follows me, too.
Who?
Hayden.
I knew it. Who's your second favorite?
Matt Thompson. Woo-woo!
Hannah could be famous in a day if she just tried.
Yeah,
I mean,
you got to show your
she
butt.
She posted one video and got 20-something thousand followers.
And it showed her butt.
She wore some leather pants.
If you want to be famous on TikTok, just wear leather pants.
Simple. And then,
yeah, and then.
Well, be a girl, first off.
That's the big one.
Yeah, that's the kicker right there. Be a girl, done. You're in the door. Your foot's
just
in the door.
Just have like a decent butt. Like, don't even have to have really that big of one. Not a flat one, but just decent. You're good.
Well, I thought that until we had that video, that TikTok we did with Hayden. Where he was wearing, I think it was women's leggings?
Yeah, it was
he was wearing a pair of my leggings.
How did you fit into those?
Well, I used to be a lot skinnier.
Ah, yes. Times have changed. And it had his butt. And actually, like, I remember looking back at the comments, and they're like, ah, you got me, or something like that. Yeah, because we started off just with the butt.
Waited a while before we...
Hayden is a voluptuous butt.
Yeah, it's not as good as it used to be, though. I gotta say.
Still pretty good in my book.
Well, I appreciate that, Hannah.
Third Wheel Podcast. I'm just so awkwardly sitting over here.
What's new with you, Hannah? There's got to be something.
Well, I'm stuck with two stinky boys for the next 2 weeks because my roommate has COVID.
Who?
Who are these boys? Stinky boys? I thought you were staying with us.
Yeah, Hayden and Matt.
I showered last week.
It doesn't matter. Still stinky.
I said last week and you said
I don't know, Hannah. You've been here for like 3 days and it looks like two Wookiees got in a fight in the bathroom. There's hair everywhere.
That's true. Why do women shed so much?
I don't know.
It literally honestly, looks like you got like a dog fight.
Okay,
happened.
Honestly though, most people don't shed as much as I do, and I don't really understand how I still have hair. I don't.
That's how I feel about Hayden's dog.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know how she still has hair. I mean, you can pull a full Pomeranian off of her, and she still has fur.
Because you have a German Shepherd Belgian Malinois, right?
Yeah.
And like when it's shedding season, the hair doesn't stop falling off.
No, it's constant.
It's like every day you could sweep up an entire dog's worth of fur.
Yeah, like a Kroger bag. You can fill it every day.
It's unbelievable how much dog hair.
Good thing we have carpet right now. We can't see it.
Yeah.
News Channel 5 said that there have been mosquitoes tested positive for the West Nile virus in Goodlettsville and Southern Nashville.
I find it like so hard to believe everything you read on social media now, because I just heard that you can catch coronavirus like through your butthole, like by sitting on a public toilet. And
I don't know about you, but I don't sit with my butthole on a public toilet.
I mean, no, I don't just sit my butthole in the toilet seat. I'm just saying, like, because, like, you know, germs, they travel. You guys make it hard to talk to you. maybe podcast isn't the right choice.
I don't know, but I'm just glad Hayden laughed at my joke.
Whatever.
You're pretty funny.
I mean, obviously not, but they also say you can catch coronavirus through your eyes, but I don't go around just touching my eyeballs to everybody. Or, like, hold my eyes open while someone coughs in my face.
Well, yeah, but, like, you touch stuff and then rub your eyes, and that's how...
Yeah, but...
You touch stuff and wipe your butt. I mean, you never heard of training.
You wipe your butt with your feet?
No, I'm just saying... You guys are setting me up for failure. Have you never heard of transitive property? Hannah and then I kissed you, I technically kissed Hannah.
Don't be kissing my boyfriend. What the heck, Matt?
Tell your boyfriend to stop kissing me.
I don't know. You're talking about rubbing your eyeballs on people and then fingering your butt.
I never said fingering my butt.
And
now you're putting
your
words in my mouth. Do you guys ever have?
I'm surprised you haven't caught more than what you have at this point.
Do you guys ever? Yeah. I don't want to talk anymore. You guys ever have those friends that are like, this is for the guys, that like your friends are like acting gay towards you, and if you don't act gay back, they get upset?
Yeah, because you're gay if you don't act gay back. I mean, that's self-explanatory.
Like
right
Hayden,
there.
For example, we live together, by the way, and when I'm going to bed, sometimes he'll knock on my door a whole bunch, and I'm like, what? And he's like, just open the door. And we'll spend 5 minutes with this back and forth. And I open it and he goes, good night. And I'm like, good night, man.
Well, there's sometimes that we, like, I'll be laying in bed and I'm like, me and Matt didn't have a good enough good night.
I get it.
So I'll be like, I don't feel good enough to go to sleep like this.
I understand. Yeah. I mean, because we're friends.
I tell him good night in a creepier way.
Like... I'm pretty sure that night when you did that, after I shut my door, you stood there for a while before you went into your bed.
That was like 30 minutes.
I was going to say, because I waited for your, because we sleep with our doors closed, so I waited to hear your door close, and it was a while. before I heard your door close. So I don't know what you were doing in between then.
Standing right outside of yours. That's what I was doing.
I'm trying to sleep and you're just... I imagine your forehead's like 3 inches away from my door.
No, the whole time... I was standing straight up, but like the whole time... I kept on getting more and more upset that you hadn't opened the door yet.
I had already opened the door and said goodnight and then closed it again.
Like, oh, come on. You don't want to say goodnight again?
How many times do you have to say goodnight in one night?
Why are you looking at me like that? Hannah's just staring at me with this really weird cocked back head, creepy look.
I just always think about when Matt says that you're kind of like, you have all the worst parts of a girlfriend. And it's just very true.
Keaton is all the worst parts of a girlfriend.
I just want to
I'll leave
love.
In the middle of the night to go get food. And I'll get a text. He's like, where are you going? You've done that so many times.
I mean,
not since we've been at your house, but when we were at Clint's. When I remember I left at one point in the middle of the night, and I was actually going to see somebody, and I left.
Booty call.
And I guess you heard my, okay, no, it wasn't a booty call.
Yeah.
And as soon as my car started, ding, I looked, and it was you. You're like, where are you going? I was like, oh my God. I was like, out. I'll be back. This is not why I left my parents' house.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't text you on purpose last night. It took everything out of me not to text you.
When I left to go get food?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah. Because you closed the door. I got the notification. Front door locked.
I'm sure you did. I know you did, actually.
I was like, what? Why? Where is he going?
I kept my phone in my hand while I was driving because I thought for sure you were going to text me and be like, where are you going?
Nah, that's why I went to bed at 10 o'clock and I was up to like 2 a.m. because I was just watching your location the whole time.
That is really strange.
Yeah, it is. But I was worried, man. What if something happens?
I mean, I get it.
I mean, you just, like, we're talking about going to bed early so we can get up and run, and then you just dip out at the middle of the night.
I hadn't eaten.
Well, I mean, I had to get food. That. But yeah. I was like, what's happening? Where's he going? He has another booty call? Some girl I don't know about?
Yeah, her name is Cookout. Her name is a...
Big Double Burger.
Yes, the Big Double Burger tray. Two chorizo quesadillas. In a milkshake.
Dang, Cookout sounds so good right now. I wish I had some food. I had a whole tray of chicken sitting on the stove. Hannah said she was going to put it up all day. Like 15 times she said that she was going to put it up.
Wait, you had chicken sitting on your oven all day?
Yes.
Not all day. I got off of school at 5. I got here like 5:30. It had been sitting there for like an hour.
Okay, I got home at like 9:45, and the chicken was still sitting out.
Okay,
in the oven.
then 4 hours.
Oh my God, was the chicken even still safe to eat at that point?
Yes, it was cooked.
It doesn't matter.
I got caught up in TV shows, you know,
and laying in bed.
Yeah, I had a long week of school.
Speaking of TV shows, we're not sponsored by anybody, by the way. So I just want to say this from the bottom of my heart. If you haven't watched The Boys on Amazon Video, is that what it's called? Amazon Video?
Yeah. I
don't know. Or Amazon. It's whatever Amazon the streaming Prime service Video. Is. Yeah. Whatever the streaming service is. The Boys. You need to watch it because it is insane. There is never a dull moment. Actually, the next episode came out tonight, and I'm planning on watching that before I go to bed. And it's already
like if Game of Thrones and Deadpool had a baby.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't want to give anything away. I don't want to give any spoilers, but it's like if Deadpool was knocked up 10 notches.
Yeah, like literally the most fucked up superheroes.
Yeah, it's
and they just all like you have no idea what to expect. What's going to happen? And that's kind of how Game of Thrones is.
Yeah.
You don't know who's going to die. But this is like a almost like Marvel type or DC type.
And I don't know what their budget is for that show, but it has to be high because the effects are incredible.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel cheesy like a DC show. Like, I know you like The Flash, Hayden, but...
I used to. It got too political for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but The Flash, especially in the first season, because that's as far as I got with The Flash, the effects were super cheesy, and it just seemed like they were all made on, like, Adobe After Effects. But The Boys, you have to check that out if you have not done it by now.
Yeah, get into it. Ah!
Hannah is the sound girl, so she has the microphone on. The microphone on. She had the... Oops, too much tequila.
Restart.
Yep. Hannah's a sound girl because she has the headphones on. So I can just... Ah!
Oh. So loud.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah, she's hearing everything live, so that's why she's been getting on to us. Mostly me, because I keep waving the mic around or probably
you're
breathing
super
heavy.
You're literally
doing
it right now. Yeah.
I'm so you're like oh, because I keep waving the mic around.
How do you guys just hold it still? That makes
what do you
no
mean?
Sense to me.
Do what Heath does and just...
Talk with your other hand.
Like maybe that's why. Maybe that's why Heath does it, to hold it still, because maybe his...
Yeah, no. Maybe he has, like, he just waves it around.
It's not even like
he has restless mic syndrome.
Shaking. He literally just talks with his hand, so it's just like all over the place all the time. So talk with your other hand, and maybe that will like...
I'll just grip it with both hands.
This is the first podcast, so you'll get used to it, and you'll understand that like it's got to be right in front of
your
face.
You've got a lot to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I've got people like Matt and Hannah in my corner to teach me how to hold the mic.
You're still waving it around.
So to teach me how to hold the mic as he waves it around.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to see how we progress.
There's a lot. Yeah,
I can't wait to look back on this episode
and be like
wow,
that sucked.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's not drag this on any longer. Yeah. Let's close this out. Just in case any of you don't know, I'm Hayden.
I'm Matt.
And
I'm Hannah.
And this is the Hayden and Matt for You podcast.
Leave us a review. Let us know what you think. And we appreciate you listening. And we will see you next week.
All right. Peace out, boys and girls.